Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Great response on the voting this week for the 930 Knucklehead of the Week. Thanks, everybody, for doing that. Runners-up include a drunk guy who drove his riding mower into a police car.
He pulled a George Jones and crashed his lawnmower into a police car, towing a trailer full of beer.
And we got the Florida woman who pulled an alligator out of her pants. She was stopped. Cops stopped her for, she and her boyfriend were stealing wildlife. They found him with a backpack full of turtles and frogs and things like that. And they asked her, "You got anything else in that car of yours?" And she reached into her yoga pants and pulled out a foot-long alligator.
And it's at that point the cop thanked his lucky stars that she complied and offered up that gator so he didn't have to go search.
Yeah, as thankful as he wasn't nearly as thankful as that alligator. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today, the Indian Navy.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
The reports are that about several months ago, the Indian Navy went to launch the country's first nuclear missile submarine, the $2.9 billion INS Arahant. Well, it's out of commission. It was out of commission for the better part of a year. The Hindu reported that it's been out of commission since suffering major damage due to what one Navy source characterized as human error, allowing water into the sub's propulsion compartment after failing to secure one of the vehicle's external hatches. A $3 billion submarine damaged because you didn't close the hatch.
There's got to be one guy on the doors. One guy responsible for the doors, right? You would think.
Besides other repair work, many pipes had to be cut and replaced. It's been undergoing repairs and cleanup to the propulsion portion of the submarine.
Our 930 Knucklehead winners. Does that mean we have to go all the way to India at the end of the year to deliver the crown?
Perhaps.
If they end up winning it?
You know, you get these guys that damaged the $3 billion submarine for not closing the hatch, and the bunch from the cruise ship that didn't put oil in the cruise ship. Yeah. You got a lot of trouble out there on the water the last couple months.
Yeah.